Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons. On a Tuesday, that means we had our TED Talk at 3:30, but for the first time ever, we have TED Talk Extra. TED Talk After Dark, which is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy, online at bostonprolotherapy.com.
Dr. Al Franke, one of my favorite people on the planet. Great guy. Smart. Knows what he's talking about. Go see him. His office is in Stoneham. And if he can't help you, it's a free consultation. He will tell you where to go get help. That's the kind of guy he is. So go check him out. He fixed my tennis elbow. Like, it was so painful. Oh, my gosh. I could hardly sleep. And boom, took it away. So he's very good at what he does.
Can he fix your relationship with Mike Vrabel? Because I heard Vrabel calling you out there.
No.
You were the one who brought up the idea that Milton Williams
was a little thin. That's a little thin right there. A little thin.
No, but he was – what was that? What was that we saw right there? And it's in the immediacy of the game and the injuries. But what was that we saw?
Just a lapse of judgment. Yeah, he knows he's been so good at not showing his real feelings all year.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I mean, I know Vrabel. Let me tell you, the post game Mike Vrabel, the weekly presser Mike Vrabel is not the Mike Vrabel I know, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to. He's very careful with the media. He's doing a fantastic job, I think. That was one little kind of, I wish I could do that one over again, frustration. But I think, what do you think that little kind of, angst represents? Fitzy, what do you think that little bit of angst from Vrabel tells you that he's thinking at that moment?
He's agitated at the unnecessary. Like, you don't need to be bringing up things to he doesn't believe in jinxes, Ted, obviously. He just doesn't think that these guys need to be speculating on something like that. Like, just stay positive, because that's what the team's been doing and that's what he's been doing all season.
So he's telling us how to feel. All right, very good. And what do you think, Andy?
I think it was just raw emotion reaction to the game. It's kind of what Fitzy and I were doing. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
Will Campbell got carted off.
Post-game, you guys were kind of...
I was a little more positive than Fitzy. Was very, and I think
which
a lot
says
of,
something, because Fitzy's the most positive guy ever.
He tries
so for
to
him
be.
To be, kind of down. I think a lot of people were.
I mean, you lost two of your starting offensive linemen, two rookies, two young players.
You played a game that you were up 14-10 after the Marcus Jones pick in a game that you really almost had no business being up in, but the score is the score, and you gave a team like Cincinnati, who was game for the day and played fearlessly, which bravo to them and good job by Zach Taylor and old man Flacco, you gave them a chance to win the game in the end. Like, the Patriots played with their food far too often. They were just as responsible for that final score as Cincinnati and their game effort was. I mean, when you've got Chase Brown rifling up for 5.5 yards a carry and Tinsley, the fourth receiver, is cooking Gonzo, like, y'all better go back and take a look at the books before you make your debut on Monday Night Football. Okay. Not great, Bob.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not great, Bob.
Not great anybody.
Fitzy was struggling. He was at a loss of words. Vrabel was lashing out and regrets what he said. Uh-huh. Fitzy wasn't sure what to say. They both were the same.
Yeah. And what else was you were negative about? You were negative about the Sonny Gray Sonny. So, what's you
I
okay?
Think Sonny
Fitz,
Gray
Fitz.
Is underwhelming.
Are you okay? Everything personally going on?
Wellness check. Wellness check. Isle Fitzy. Yes,
there we
I've
go.
I've been sick for a week, but otherwise, yes, I'm okay.
Okay. So let me tell you what I think.
Yeah.
Is a little bit, and then let me get this other thing out of the way. Does anybody think that maybe the team was a before I talk about Vrabel, I just want to make this one point. It was the first time they had any kind of break all season long.
Okay.
So the first time they had, it wasn't a bye, but it was a mini bye.
Right.
I think that kind of threw them off. I think just there's a rhythm to the season. There's, you know, you come in at Monday, you watch the film, you get treatment, and then all of a sudden, wait, you get a couple of days off. Oh, this feels good. You get a little soft, a little rusty, a little doughy,
got doughy quick.
Yeah, so a little, you know, all of a sudden you know what? I'm gonna eat that hamburger. I'm gonna eat that pizza right there. I'm not gonna eat two slices. I'm gonna eat the whole thing. I'm on a mini bye. I think there's a little bit of just your body's off just a tad when you get a couple days off when you haven't had it for 2.5 months.
Now, do you think that was real, or is he reading that into the performance?
I'm not using that by to Vrabel. So I'm just making that a separate reason for why the team didn't play as good. Now, here's my thing on Vrabel.
Okay.
You guys mentioned it. He's pissed off, and he's worried that two important guys got hurt.
Right.
That's what he's mad about. And he's telling you he's mad about the injuries when he tells you, why were y'all talking about the injuries? So if you're wondering why he was mad, it was about because he's worried about those two guys getting hurt. So that tells you the importance of those guys. Yes, he's projecting.
Yeah, there was a little projecting there.
Which I think Monday he realized, if I think we all did, if you just kind of look at, okay, wait a minute. Is Ben Brown, is he a serviceable left guard? I think so, although I did not like how he played in that game. He did not play good in that game. And is Vidarian Lowe, if you look at his Vidarian Lowe, who's going to probably, if we had to project out, probably going to replace Will Campbell. His PFF grade from last year versus Will Campbell's PFF grade this year isn't too dissimilar.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Especially in the run game.
Another reason for me to discount PFF grades.
Okay. All right. But I'm okay. But I'm Will Campbell, did you see him on that 4th-and-1
goal? Oh,
play?
I'm not saying he's great.
Okay.
At all. But
how many
penalties has Will Campbell had where he didn't know how to line up? Because Vidarian Lowe had a bunch of those last year.
No, like the only
who knew how to line up anywhere last
false
year.
False
starting
the first play he has all year. But I'm just telling you, I think Vrabel Monday, like as he thought about it, he's like, okay, it's not going to be as bad. We can weather the storm, and that's where I think he had a total kind of 180 Monday versus what he said right after.
Well,
the game.
I've got a million dollar question for you guys. Has the offensive line really been that much better this year, or has Drake May and the play calling of Josh McDaniels been exponentially better?
I think the pass protection has been much better.
Yeah, I do.
I think the run blocking hasn't been great. Almost, I think, close to on par with last year. The run blocking.
The other
which
factor,
is supposed to be the other way around.
Yes, 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 it is.
I was told that was easier.
Right.
Well, we were told that Will Campbell was going to kill people in the ground game, and we might find out if he has short arms and stuff and pass protection, things of that nature.
Yeah.
The other aspect that I think helped Mike Vrabel's mood improve is somewhere overnight, before he talked to Greg Hill and then eventually talked to the main media at like 11, he realized that Will Campbell wasn't done for the year. Right, like, because he said to the podium, I don't think these are going to be season-ending injuries. I think, because I'll tell you, when I saw Will Campbell carted off with a towel over his head and tears in his eyes, I said his season's over. The next thing I was thinking about was surgeries and rehab and PUP, and I think Vrabel found out sometime, those aren't season-ending. They might be back.
I'm not going to get on him. He didn't get carted off the field.
No, he got carted out of the bench area.
But he did cart off with the towel over the face, and I was like, oh, that's a serious injury.
Yeah.
What do we know it's an MCL sprain. Do we know what
That's
degree? Have you heard the degree?
I have not.
Okay, I've had my MCL torn more than any other knee ligament. Okay. They don't operate on torn.
Right.
There's first, second, and third degree. Okay. First degree MCL sprain, you're out for a week, maybe two.
Right.
Second degree, you're out 3 to 4. Third degree, you're out 5 to 7. My guess is he has a third degree, or else he wouldn't get carted off, right, bro? And so that's what I think it is. And so my guess is he'll be ready for the playoffs. Don't count on him in the regular season. Count on him in the playoffs.
Just real quick on that note, I don't believe he's been hurt very much, if at all, in his career. He's 21 years old. He played, whatever, 40 games at LSU, so he basically was on the field his whole. Is it maybe his?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First experience with a knee, a ligament, a pain that he didn't, didn't know how hurt he was. Correct.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
So
yes.
Might that be the reason he thought he was a little more dramatic?
No, I don't want to call it because it was he didn't get cut off the field. He
right.
got cut. You know what? And I think if I remember Cincinnati, it's a long walk to the from the field okay. to the locker room. I think the locker room's kind of
yep.
So
yeah,
you
I don't
across even, the street. Or
I don't
next
even want
to skyline.
I don't even want to act like you know. But after I said it, now I'm realizing I probably shouldn't have said it because if I remember correctly, Cincinnati's locker room's far. So, you know what? Give the guy a ride.
Right.
He doesn't need to be walking. So, but it also told me it's not a second degree. It's a third degree.
Okay.
So
either way, it seems like he's coming back. Those are the reports. That was Vrabel's tone. That was sort of the whole thing there. There's a second aspect we need to talk about from this game. We touched on it yesterday. Stiz, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you can grab the audio, let me know when it's ready. Drake May's answer that we played multiple times in terms of, that's the last time that's going to happen, boys. It's not going to kind of happen again. Ted, you liked the team and the quarterback with their bounce-back ability on Sunday. What did you see in that area?
Well, I saw a quarterback who started off 3 of 8, 16 yards, and a pick six.
Yeah.
And then I saw a guy for the rest of the way out was the fourth-rated highest quarterback in the NFL in Week 12. He has an uncanny, I say uncanny, it's like no one else can do it. Brady had this, Manning had this, all the greats had it, is the ability to come back from mistakes. I tell young players all the time, you want to have a job in this league for a long time, you forget your mistakes right away. I tell that to my son all the time. I do not dwell on your mistakes. That will bring you down fast. You know what? All the best players make mistakes, but they move on. That's and Drake has that ability, and it's not me really. It's not only Drake. I think it's kind of, but I also think the DNA of a team comes from the DNA of a quarterback, right? Tom
yep,
Brady
absolutely.
Was the main. Sorry, Belichick was way down on the list of what made that ecosystem go. It was Brady, and it all fell down to the players. I think the Drake having that in his DNA. I've always said this: Brady made us better on defense. Well, what do you mean? He plays quarterback. No. So we give up a touchdown on an opening drive, like this defense seems to do. Not this game, but you know what I mean. At least give up points on the first drive. 9 out of the 12 games they played? And they're like, you know what? We got Drake May. We're going to buckle down. You know, so what? So what? They got 7 points. So what? They got 3. Watch what our quarterback does. And that filters through the team. And so this team and the quarterback has this ability to bounce back from mistakes. They're down 10-0. No problem. They score 17 unanswered.
Here's Drake's own words about facing a little early adversity and then bouncing back.
Yeah, I think the teammates around me do a great job. You use your teammates. You know, they're pumping me up. And just know what you practice for, what you work for, and trust in and what I do for a living. And I think that's really the end on. Just get ready for the next one. I think just get ready for the next one and realize that you know things like that happen in this league. And I told those guys on the sideline, it won't happen again, me throwing one like that to them, and it didn't. So
I love that.
I love that answer. What was the last part? Did you miss it?
Won't. I won't throw one to them like that again.
Oh, that's it.
And it didn't. Like, it won't happen again, and it didn't. I love that little, and it didn't.
There's
like
a couple things in there. I was telling Stiz to
just know what you practice for, what you work for, and trust in, and what I do for a living. And
trust what I do for a living. That's, if that's not a,
that's a
kind of a cocky, like, little, yeah, I ain't worried about it. Y'all need to, my players, my teammates shouldn't be worried about when I make a mistake, because I do this for a living.
At 23. He does it for, it's not like he's 41. You know, remember, Fitz, you remember this. Remember Brady hit that drone for a beast video, and people were like, wow. And he's like, this is literally what I've done for my entire life. I throw a football accurately for a living. It's one thing at 40-something to have that cockiness, Fitzy. Yeah. To have that cockiness in the face of adults, in the face of veterans. Like, hey, Morgan Moses, I know you played for 30 years, but guess what? That ain't going to happen again, and it didn't. That, Fitzy, I think, is something special inside of Drake May.
Yeah, but he's also not just a kid who picked up this sport in high school, was told he was super good, got into college, and someone said, hey, wow, this kid's hyper-athletic. Let's take a chance on him as a project. His dad was a quarterback. He's grown up around the game. He's developed his own innate confidence over two-plus decades.
I think being
he's
the youngest of four, too, is part of it, too, Fitz.
Oh, yeah.
And also the fact that the brothers, like the fact that he's older than his years, he's 23 going on 45 or 55. He goes to bed way before I do. And he and his wife have a nice quiet life together. And then you add in the brothers always keeping him humble and beating him down and giving him the business.
Yeah.
When we asked him on Monday during the Drake May interview, Andy, like what his Thanksgiving tradition was, it was having his brothers whoop up on him during 1v1s in the backyard. Now everyone relax. He said, we can't do those anymore, obviously, because he can't afford to get injured. But everything around him has groomed him to be as confident and prepared, actually, as he is now.
Yeah, I think he even told us somewhere along the way that they wouldn't let him play quarterback early on.
Yeah.
Like when they did their brotherly crap.
Who's the, you know, who's going to be, what do they call it? You say you're the all-time quarterback or whatever.
Oh, steady QB?
There was a term.
All-time.
When you're playing pickup games.
Yeah, steady QB. That's what we call it.
Okay,
I'm the steady QB. I play for both teams.
That's weird. That's Northeast. Wait,
you had a better one?
Yeah.
No, we always said, I didn't grow up far from Andy, Ted, and we always said all-time QB.
Boom, boom, shrimp. Boom, boom, shrimp?
That's like boom, boom, shrimp is what that is. Yeah, it's like the Dartmouth area.
And boom, boom was right. It was boom, boom, shrimp, you jackals. Anyway.
Hey, real quick, Fitzy, you want to finish that point? Are you good? Are you good?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, so a lot of things are coming to my head here.
I know,
so
I love it.
Some people are out there listening to it. But similarities between Brady, you talk about profile and the way he was raised, grooming. What's the similar thing that Brady had that Drake May has?
Older siblings.
Oldest, the youngest of?
Four.
Youngest of four.
Yeah.
Brady's youngest of four.
Now, he was the youngest of four. The three sisters, right?
So you're saying the girls weren't competitive?
I'm just putting the details in there. Don't call me sexist on live radio.
I'll suggest it. I won't call you that. But youngest of four in a highly competitive family.
Yeah.
Look what the results are. Highly competitive, confident, young quarterbacks. So that's if you want to raise a quarterback to be the best in the NFL, you better have four kids.
Ugh.
And
that was my mistake.
And better
came up too shy.
Yeah, you came up too shy. So did I. another thing is the only thing that would have made Brady coming back from 23 that would have been a better story is if he went around at halftime and told all the guys, don't worry, this is what I do for a living. That would have been badass.
Ted, we have some options to finish your point that no one cares about anymore except us in the text line. Automatic QB.
Automatic QB.
Designated QB.
Nope, auto. You're the automatic QB, I think.
Okay.
Is it?
Automatic
QB.
We did get a lot. That was the, there's probably, of the 15 texts, there's probably like 8 of them that are automatic QB.
Okay, I think the automatic QB. So like you were, so you only play QB.
But they wouldn't let him do that until he earned that right later on.
Right.
It wasn't just bestowed upon him, even though I'm guessing he threw the ball as well as any of them.
So
almost,
early on, entitlement was removed from the building where he grew up.
Let's mix in a phone call real quick because, Ted, you had your little mini buy theory. David in the car wants to chime in on the mini buy theory, and was it a negative for the Patriots?
Hey, guys. Good evening. Thank you for taking the call. Yes, and Ted, this is why you're so good at this, man. You are so great at this, just like you were at football.
All right.
what he said, no, I'm being honest here, guys. I say it like I'll call it like I see it. And it is a concern that teams, this happens a lot with teams when they have a bye, and you see a result on this off a mini bye. Now, what does that mean when they came off their bye? I forget who they're going to play off their bye.
Yeah.
Is that a loss automatically? And then if they do go all the way and they have a bye for the playoffs, is that going to hurt them? Because you do lose momentum when you're not playing every week. You do. It's good for the body. Don't get me wrong. But it does affect your mind setting, everything.
Thanks for the call, David.
Ted Johnson. I had no idea how intelligent he was.
Oh, wow. I played here for a long time. You
is
know,
that a backhanded compliment?
Middle linebacker in a Bill Belichick defense.
Right.
It's not easy. So
he's making calls. He's got not a green dot.
But there's it's something to it. You go, the body needs a break. You know, it's like, they don't hit in practice. They hardly hit in training camp. Is it really? It's not like it usually when I put. But it's not as, you know, to say, these guys need a break to help their bodies. Like, the game isn't like it used to be is all I'm trying to say. Their right. bodies aren't as beat up as they used to be back in the day.
And, David, you will not convince me that getting the number one seed and the bye is right. a negative thing.
I won't buy that either.
I won't. And you know, I thought he was going
to
go.
Your left tackle needs that extra week to maybe get back in the lineup.
Because the team that you're going to play in the division round just played the week before. That's your advantage.
Their toughest game of the season, theoretically. Right? It's a playoff game. Like, they had to play 60 minutes of football.
It's all on the line. You're going to get their best.
I'm also, David, not going to get worried if they go to the Super Bowl and there's a two-week build-up to the Super Bowl. So, damn, I just wish this game was a little quick. Nope, I'll take the 2 weeks build-up.
It's a two-week break for the other team, too.
Absolutely. So if you want to start prepping for Patriots-Rams, if they're the number one seeds and they get the bye and they take advantage, I love that matchup. 617-779-7937. Come up next here on WEEI Afternoons. It is Tuesday at 4:30. It's some of our favorite time of the week. Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback, going to break down all things Drake May and the Patriots from that win that didn't feel great in Cincinnati on Sunday. That's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.